Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf chof dalet, and we are in middle of the amid of daf chof gimel amid beis. So we began the third perek in Masechta Sanhedrin perek zebayir, which began with three machloikesin between Rameir and the Chacham. The third machloikes, which is the one we're in the middle of discussing, is based on a chiddush that Rameir said. Rameir said that if Reuven and Shimon are in court, Reuven's the malva, Shimon's the leiva. By way of example, Reuven brings two edim claiming that he loaned money to Shimon. Says Rameir, if Shimon wants, he could passel Reuven's edim. Zeh poisel edim shalzeh, v'zeh poisel edim shalzeh, devi Rameir. And seemingly he could do so without any basis. Meaning, even if he doesn't have proof that he's technically a poisel edim, but if he wants, frivolously, he can say that, I don't trust this aid. I'm glad you do. I don't. And by doing that, the aid would be poisel. The Chachamim say, it's true that Shimon, the Leiva, has an ability to disqualify an aid that the Malva brings. But that's only true b'zman shemevi aleim raya. If he has a raya, shen krovim, my psulim, avalim hayuk sherim. But if, as far as we know, they were kosher in the yochel apesel. And the Gemara jumped right away, and the Gemara said, Amar eish lakish, pay kaddish yemer davar zeh. There's no way in the world we could take what Rameir said literally. Did Rameir really say that if a Malva brings an aid or two aidim into Bezdin, and the Leiva wants to disqualify him without any basis, he has a right to do so, it's not possible. Said Reish Lakish, how then do you make sense of what Rameir said? Tini Eida. You have to edit the Lashon of the Mishnah. And although the Mishnah says, Zeh Poisel Eidav Shalzeh, we're not discussing Eida. What we're discussing is Eida. How does that make anything better? Says the Gemara, Hachab and Mayaskino, where the Leiva told the Malva originally, that I'm willing to accept the fact that I owe you money, even if you can demonstrate it by an edech. Meaning, ordinarily, when it comes to dinei mamonis, al pishnai meidim yakum davar. But over here, the Leiva explicitly took upon himself, he made a kabbalah, he said that if you bring an edech, I'll accept what the edech says, as if they were two edim. And we're going to see, later in the daf, it's a mishnah daf chav dalim and aleph, that two people can agree to accept what a apostle says, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. However, Rameir holds, and this is really Rameir, l'shitasa in the mishnah later on daf chav dalim, that even though the Leiva was mekabel on himself to do whatever the Eidechot said, but at the same time, if he wants, he could be chayzer. So at some point, the Gemara will discuss later at what point that is, but at some point he has a right to be chayzer. So essentially, all Rameir is saying is that if the Leiva took upon himself whatever the Eidechot says as being the emes, it's okay, but if he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. And that's what he meant, zeh poisel, not eidav, Eidai, because we're talking about where all it was an Eidech. Chachamim argue. It's the Chachamim l'shita sayu, where the Chachamim are going to hold in the next Mishnah that when somebody accepts upon himself a pasul, once he makes the Kabbalah, it's done. It's etched in stone. He does not have an ability to be Chayzer. That's why the Chachamim say that he does not have a right to be Chayzer. The Gemara worked with this pshat, and the Gemara just had a technicality. The technical issue was that the Lashon HaMishnah is not Zeh Poisel Eidai. The Lashon HaMishnah is Zeh Poisel Eidav. And the Gemara says it's dochuk to say that really it should have said Eidai, and by mistake the Tana of the Mishnah said Eidav, because the previous case in the Mishnah, Zeh Poisel Dayanoi, there somehow the Tana got it right and said Dayanoi in the singular. So if really the Tana means to talk in the singular, why would he have gotten it right in the Reisha and gotten it wrong in the Sefer? So from the fact that the Reisha is Dayanoi and the Sefer is Eidav, it's not mashma like this Pshat in the Gemara. What then is Pshat in the Gemara? So the Gemara said a second shot, and that is, it's talking about where the Leiva is saying that the Malva's Eidav, both Eidim are apostles. He shouldn't be believed to say that. If he has a Raya Memela, but Pek Kodesh Yem Adav Azeh, it's talking about where he does have a Raya. The Raya that he has is that this aid comes from a mishpacha that would disqualify him from being a kosher eid. For example, he's an eved. An eved is somebody that's posel eidus. And says the Gemara that even though you would argue that the leiva should be posel to disqualify the malva's eidim, because it's negeya be'edus 101, that's what you would think. But being that over here, the eidus that the leiva is saying doesn't only affect this eid, but rather it affects the entire mishpacha, the iu and the eid, memelok apostel. He's becoming pasul memela, but the eidos isn't focused on the eid per se as much as it's focused on the entire family. Rameir holds that's enough to say that he shouldn't be a negeya be'edos. The Rabbanan argue, because saif, negeya be'edos ayu. But either way, the second teretz in the Gemara, the second beer in Pashu Pshan, what Rameir was saying was, is that of course the Leiva can't just frivolously say, I don't trust this eid, he's pasul. Hacha b'mayaspinon, where he's really rendering impossible. And he even has another aid, because an aid echa can't make somebody possible. You need two aidim to establish somebody as being possible. The chiddush is, and the reason there's a machlekes remain the chachamim, is because ordinarily you would think he should be in a geva eidos. In a case where the eidos doesn't only affect this aid, but it's a more generalization, over there it wouldn't be an issue. Either way, we pick up now on the third and the fourth pshatim of the Gemara to try to explain Shitas Remei. Yes, Rav Dimi, Yom Rav Yechon, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So Rav Dimi was from Bavel. He famously traveled abroad. He went to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah by the great Rosh Yeshiva, the great Amir Rav Yechonon. And when he came back to Bavel, he reported a lot of different things that he had heard from Rav Yechonon. So he came back and he said, I'm going to tell you what Rav Yechonon said when he gave shir in Masechta Sanhedrin. He said, Machlokes b'shtei kitei eidim. Machlokes remain the Chachamim in our Mishnah is talking about where there were two kitei eidim, where the Malva walked into Bezin and the Malva says, Shimon, he's my loiva, he owes me $1,000. I loaned the money. They say, really? Do you have Edom? He says, yes. I have two Kitei Edom. I have Reuven and Shimon, Avlevi and Yehuda. I have two Kitei Edom that can prove that I'm right. Now, there's a machlekes in Shas. If somebody walks into Beis Din and he tells Beis Din that I have a whole bunch of different rayas that I'm right, does he have to demonstrate all the rayas? Or maybe not? What's the tzadnah? To the extent he doesn't really need those. Like, I have two pairs of Edom. You don't need two pairs of Edom. All you need is one. Or maybe no. Once he opened his mouth, put his foot in his mouth, right? He said that he has two pairs of Edom. Once you say you have two Kitei Edom, it could be at that point you have no choice, but you have to live up to that. Says the Gemara, Meir holds Sarach Levar. Meir holds that anytime a person adds additional proof that he didn't have to add in Beis Din, he needs to be Mevar. If Rabbanan Sabri, Rabbanan hold, and it's Sarach Levar, he doesn't have to be Mevar. But if we were talking about a classic case where the Malva just had one Kat Edos, and everybody would agree, like Rish Lakish commented, Pek Hadish Yoimer Zeh, it's Posh, and everybody would agree that there's no way for the Leiva to be able to pass him. So what's Posh Pshan in the Gemara? Posh Pshan in the Gemara, what Rav Dini came back and said from Rabbi Yechanan was that we weren't talking again about a regular case where the Malva has two Edom and now the Leiva is going to disqualify him. It's talking about where the Malva came with two Edom, but he said he has another two Edom. Being that he said he has another two Edom, regardless of whether the first two Edom are found to be kosher apostle, it will have zero impact on the outcome of this court case. You know why? Because Maman of Shach, the Malva, according to Rav Meir, is going to have to bring the other two Edom. And if the other two Edom are kosher, even if the first two Edom are apostle, who cares? Lamaisi has Edom kosher. And Rashi speaks out that even Rav Meir, who the Gemara is saying now, holds Sarach Levar. So if I say I have two Kitei Edom, you have to bring two Kitei Edom. It just means you have to deliver both Kitei Edom. But it doesn't mean that both Kitei Edom have to be kosher. He never said that they're kosher. Maybe they're apostle. He just said that, I'm telling you now, there were four people that witnessed it. Two Kitim. There's Reuven and Shimon, there's Levi Yehuda. They could both come and they could say Edos. But the point is that if you hold Sarach Levar, the Malva, regardless, is going to have to deliver the second Kat Edom. So what's your problem? The problem is if the Levi is going to disqualify the first Kitei Edom, isn't he a Negei of Edos? Because doesn't it benefit him by knocking out the first two Edom? Says the Gemara, not really. You know why? Because Mon of Shach, the Malva is going to have to bring the other two Edom. And if the other two Edom are going to testify what the Malva said, anyways, the Levi is going to have to pay. And if the other two Edom aren't going to be able to testify, anyways, the Loiva is not going to have to pay. So regardless of whether the first two Edom are kosher apostle, it really doesn't have any major bearing on the outcome of this halach. But that's all true if you hold Sarach Levar. The Rabbanan hold ain't Sarach Levar. So being that ain't Sarach Levar, the Malva is not going to have to bring the other two Edom. So what if he never brings the other two Edom? All he had were these first two Edom. The Loiva shouldn't be allowed, even as one of two Edom, to disqualify that aid, because he's going to be a Negei Be'edos. And that is precisely the Machlekes. Ramei Yosav HaTzarech Levar. Thus, you're not a Negei Be'edos when you knock out the first two Edom, because one of Shachta Malva has to bring the second Kat Edos. Rabbanan Tzavri ain't Tzarech Levar. But Abba Kat Achas, Divri HaKoyl ain't Yochol L'Pais. Amr L'Fon of Rav Ami Rav Asi ain't Shamele Kat Achas Mal. What if there was only one Kat? Could you disqualify or not? It says ain't Shamele Kat Achas, V'amrit. Right, we just said, Rabbi Yechon's akimta was that we're talking about where there were two Kitei Edom, and there a mayor holds the Leiva's belief to knock out the first Kat. But if there's only one Kat in the first place, that's a classic Negei Be'edos. That's when Rish Lakish commented, Pek Kodesh Yemed Avazah. There's no way in the world, there's no way to make sense of what Rav Meir is saying. Elo. No, that wasn't what Rav Ami Rav Asi said. They wanted to know, Nimtzas Kat Shnia Kreven Upsulamau. According to Rav Meir, where the Leiva teamed up with another Eid Echad and passed the first Kat Edos, it was okay. Why was it okay? Because it wasn't considered Negei Be'edos, because Mon of Shach, the Malva had to bring another Kat Edos. Then the Malva delivered the other Kat Edos, but we found out that the second Kat was possible. So now, Huver Hadov LeMafreya,
that the Malva doesn't have a case against the Leiva because the second Karedis was found to be possible and the first Karedis was found to be possible. The problem is the first Karedis was found to be possible Adarich the Leiva. And if that's the case, the Leiva is Eidos, which is a now Lumafreya, an Eidos of Negeya Bedavar, Negeya Be'edos, is being admissible in court where we know the Halach is that you can never accept it. So the shaila was, if now nimtzas kachnia kreivim upsulim, now we found the second karedus be karev apostle, now do we say lemafreya, we can't accept the first edus anymore because it's negei be'edus or not? Amalemsi told him, no. Once the first two edus said edus, we accept their edus, and you can't say that at the time it wasn't negei be'edus because we knew there was another cat. Now something happened to the other cat, so lemafreya, we shouldn't accept the first edus. There's no reason to say that. Ikadami, some say, I'm a Rav Ashi, that it wasn't Rav Yochanan who answered this question, but it was Rav Ashi who answered this question. He said the same exact teretz. Kvar he idu edem rishonim. Either way, what we're saying now is that this machloikis remained the Chachamim in our Mishnah. This very cryptic machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in our Mishnah is really totally in a larger machloikis. It's totally in a machloikis of if somebody says, I have two kitei edem, tzarech levar or ain't tzarech levar, does he have to bring both kitei edem or not? Ordinarily, you don't need two kitei edem. But here he said he has two kitei edem. Like we said before, he put his foot in his mouth. So once he does that, maybe he has no choice. Maybe he has to deliver. It says the Gemara, name of the Rabbi Yerushalm Gamliel, come if we give. This would seem to be machlekes. Rabbi Yerushalm Gamliel, tiny learned in the Braisa. And this is another very cryptic machlekes tanam and chas. And if it sounds familiar, it's because it was a Gemara in Bava Basra, daf kuf samach tes amud beis. One of the very last daf in Masechtas Bava Basra. What was the case? Habo lidoin bishtar uve chazaka nidem bishtar divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer nidem bechazaka. So just the Ivritaych, if somebody comes to Bez, then he says, I have a shtar and a chazaka, claiming that a piece of property belongs to him. So Rebbe says, nidain b'shtar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, nidain b'chazaka. V'avina ba b'chazaka v'lo b'shtar, ele'ema af b'chazaka. So what's the machloikis? So the Gemara Bava Basra over there had four different pshat and had to understand Pasha Pshat in this machloikis Rebbe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But the pshat that's negel in Yoneinu is where Reuven goes over to Shimon. Shimon's been living in a field for 5 years. Really, 3 years. And he says, what are you doing in this field? This field is mine. So he tells him, number one, I have a shtar that I bought it for you. From you. And number two, I've been living here for 3 years. You were never meicha. I have a cheskes gimel shon. Now we know that once a person lives in a field for 3 years, even if he has no shtar, he can't prove that this field is his, but the fact that he's been living there for 3 years and nobody was meicha is what we know as a cheskas gimel shanim of cheskas habatim fame. It's a cheskas raya, and at that point he gets to keep the field. Right? There's two chazakas when you talk about karka. There's cheskas kinyan, you can acquire karka al yedei chazaka, and then there's cheskas raya. Cheskas raya is where I have a chazaka. I've been living here for 3 years. Nobody was meicha, so even though I don't have a shtar, I'm okay. So once you're living in a field for 3 years, you don't have to have a shtar. The chazok itself would work. What happened over here was this guy again put his foot in his mouth. What he did was when the ma'ar came to him and he said, what are you doing in my field? He said, slow down. Number one, I have a shtar. Number two, I have a cheskes gimel shonim. Now, had he not said he has a shtar, he would never have to produce a shtar in Bezdin. But once he said he has a shtar in this beer of the machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, there was a machlokes tanoim whether he taka has to bring the shtar or not. The kaimel on the betzorich levarer pligi, meaning Rebbe said habol lidoim b'shtar v'chazok. If somebody says I have two claims to this, meaning I have two proofs that this is mine. Number one, I have a shtar. Number two, I've been here 3 years. Need them b'shtar. At this point, even though technically you shouldn't need the shtar, but if you said you have a shtar, tzorich levarer, you have to back up every time that you make a mezin. Rav Shimon Gamliel argued, and he said no, need them b'chazok. You don't have to have. What's the machlokes? Because Rebbe holds tzarech levar, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds ain't tzarech levar. Meaning Rebbe holds like Rav Meir in our Mishnah, that when you say you have two kitei edim, you have to bring both kitei edim. That's Rebbe's shita. You said you have a shtar v'chazaka, you need to bring the shtar. Even though usually you don't need two kitei edim, but if you said you have two kitei edim, tzarech levar, ordinarily if I'm living here for 3 years, I don't need a shtar, but if I said I have a shtar, I have to bring the shtar. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that even though you said you have two kitei edim, you don't need to deliver both kitei edim, ain't tzarech levar. That's shita Rav Shimon Gamliel. That even though he said he has a shtar, but he doesn't need to bring the shtar. As long as he has a chazak, it's going to be okay. So at first glance, it would seem very nice and neat to say that the machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, in the Mishnah and Zebayir, is totally in the Veltz machloikis, Rebbe and Rashbag, that very cryptic machloikis. Habo lidem b'shtar v'chazaka, nidem b'shtar, nidem b'chazaka, but the Gemara says, loy, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Gamliel, could be a coin to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that said, that where somebody says he has a shtar and a chazaka, he doesn't have to deliver the shtar, kul damo depligi. It could be there would be no machloikis. Meaning everybody would hold that if Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, ain't tzarech levar, you don't have to bring the shtar to Bezdin. So too, if somebody says he has two kitei edim, ain't tzarech levar, he would not have to bring both pairs of edim. There's no way Rav Meir could have said his halach according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Meaning Rav Meir would concede that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds ain't tzarech levar by shtar v'chazaka, ain't tzarech levar here too. However, he pleaded Yalib the Rebbe. But it could be the machloikas Reb Meir and the Chachamim was in Rebbe Gufa. Meaning it's not that Reb Meir holds like Rebbe and the Chachamim hold like Reshbag. It could be the machloikas Reb Meir and the Chachamim Gufa is in Shitas Rebbe. They both held like Rebbe by Habo, Lida, and Beshtar v'Chazalka. They were just arguing how far to take Rebbe's halacha. The Reb Meir, Rebbe. Reb Meir holds like Rebbe. Very simple. Just like Rebbe holds Shtar v'Chazalka, you need to bring the Shtar. So do I hold. If somebody says he has two kitei edim, you better bring both kitei edim. Rabban and Ami Lechal, Rabban, I'm going to tell you, Adkan, come in Rebbe Hassan, maybe Rebbe only said his halacha by shtar v'chazaka. You know why? The mikoyach shtar kasi, because the koyach of chazaka works mikoyach shtar. What does that mean? So, because if a person would walk into Bezdin and say that really, this field that the person's being ma'ar on was once his field. However, I've been living here for 3 years, and being that I've been living here for 3 years, I get to keep it. So what's that called in Cheskes Habatim lingo? It's called a shtar she ein imata, a chazaka she ein imatayin. A chazaka she ein imatayin is not a chazaka. Every Cheskes Gimel Shalom has to have a tayin. I have to say that I once bought it from you, and I just punked, lost my shtar. So that every single claim of Cheskes Gimel Shalom starts with a shtar. The shtar was lost. My proof now is not my shtar, because I don't have it. My proof now is the fact that I've been living here. But being that every chazaka has to be imataina, it suggests that once upon a time, in the beginning of days, there was a shtar. So the chazaka is mikoyach shtar ka'asi. So even though the chazaka works in lieu of a shtar, but if I said I have a shtar, I better bring a shtar. But over here, where a person says, I have two kitei edim, dahani edim, lav mikoyach edim, achridi kasu, the koyach of the second karedus has nothing to do with the koyach of the first karedas. The two kitayim have nothing to do with each other. They're both powerful, independent of each other. Could be a fellow Rebbe moided and tzarech levar. Meaning, it could be the only reason the Gemara is saying Rebbe said tzarech levar by shtar v'chazaka is because the chazaka somehow is secondary to the shtar. Every chazaka starts off as I'm bimkoim the shtar. So the bimkoim only works if I'm claiming I don't have a shtar. But once you claim you have a shtar, now you have to deliver the shtar. But the two kitayim have nothing to do with each other. So it's not muchach that the machlokes Rebbe and the chachamim is goof of the machlokes Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. It could be they were arguing in how far Rebbe said his halacha. Did Rebbe say his halacha only b'shtar v'chazaka? Or maybe Rebbe said his halacha by two kitayim as well. Either way, that's the third pshat of the machlokes Rebbe and the chachamim in the Mishnah. The third pshat in the machloikis, Rav Meir, the chalim is, how could Rav Meir hold that place of Edel Shal Zeh, Omer Ish Lakish, Pekodesh Yemed Over Zeh, talking about where the Malva said he has two kitei edim, the Loiva passeled the edim with another aid, ordinarily being a gay of the edos, the mean the Rav Meir holds anyway, Sarach Levar, so you're not in a gay of the edos, because Marav Shach, the Malva is going to have no choice but to bring another pair of edim. Ki also Ravin, Omer Rav Yechanan, when Ravin, who also lived in Bavel, went to learn in Eretz Yisrael by Rabbi Yechanan, and he too came back like Rav Dimi and reported different halachas that he heard from Rabbi Yechanan. So he came and he said a fourth pshat in our Mishnah, a second pshat in the name Rabbi Yechanan, and that is Reisha. What was the Reisha? Where a mayor said Zeh Poisel Dayanoi Shalzeh is talking about the Edim Sulim, the Dayanim Chair. In both cases, the Reisha and the Seifa, again, the Reisha is Zeh Poisel Dayanoi Shalzeh, the Seifa Zeh Poisel Edo Shalzeh. Both the Reisha and the Seifa, really, the Loiva is passeling the Dayan and the Edim. Both cases. The Dayan is passel and the Edim is passel. The Dayan is passel and the Edim is passel. In the Reisha, what happened was we proved that the Edim are passel. We were able to verify that what the Loiva was saying was right. We just weren't able to verify what he said about the Dayanim, whether that's right or not. So that the only way we can disqualify the Dayanim or the Dayin is by accepting what the Loiva said. He came into Bez and he said, I have a problem with this Malva. Number one, I don't trust Zeh Boyer Lo Yechad, I don't trust his Dayin. Questionable character. I think he's on the Malva's payroll. I don't trust the aid because I think I'm a little worried about it. So Bez went and did their due diligence, and lo and behold, in the Reisha, they found out this egg was possible. It was a bad guy. It was a gazlan. This guy is no shaychus to being a kosher egg. Says Rav Meir, migu de pasli edim. Being that we found out that what he said regarding the edim was true, pasli nami dayani. That gives us a basis now to accept what he said about the dayanim as well. So you want to know why he's believed, kol kamine, that was the Gemara's kashan, chav gimel amad aleph, why the loiva would be believed to just knock out the zeh bar le'echad? Because he already demonstrated that he's onto something. He demonstrated that there's some authenticity to his argument. Because he said the eight is possible and the nine is possible, and he knocked out the eight. That was in the ratio. Sefer was in the reverse. We were able to prove independently that the Dayanim were possible, but the Edim, we don't know. They're kosher. The Migu, the Pasli, Dayanim, Pasli, Nami, Edim. You have a Migu. So the kasha was, Pech Kodesh Yemet Ovar Zeh, why should the Levi be believed to just indiscriminately pasul the aid of the Malva? It's not so indiscriminate. There's a basis to believe what he's saying. Because he passed the aid and he passed the dying. And we saw that what he said about the dying was true. So it makes sense. There's a reglaim with Dover to say that what he's saying about the aid is possible as well. But Maska for Rava. Rava was unhappy. I'm okay with the first Migo, that we'll believe him that the dying is possible because he showed that he was telling the truth regarding the aidim. I can live with that. You know why? Because just because you knocked out his Zebar Le'echel, what does that mean? Doesn't mean the Malva doesn't have a case. It means he has to go find another dying. Elamigu de Pasli Dayani, Pasli Nami Eidim. That I can't live with, said Rava. Because Vaha Eidim Suleka, maybe he doesn't have another aid. And if he doesn't have another aid, you're knocking out his whole case. And really, what it means is that he's in a gay beidus. So at the end of the day, migus and aip is margin. But at the end of the day, how could the loiva with a koyach of migus say edus where there's a real negay in the ratio is not so in a gay beidus? Because you're not killing his case. You're just saying, I don't trust that rav. Go find another rav. But in the sefer, how many aid? Maybe this is the only aid he has. And if this is the only aid or the only two aidim that he has, migu shouldn't be enough, says the Gemara, loitzricha, when Ravin reported from Rav Yechanan. That the reason the Leiva is believed to knock out Eid of Shalmalva, it must have been talking about the Kikat Acheres, where there was another Kat Eidim. Why does that help? If there's another Kat Eidim, so he's not in the Gebe Eidos. That's why he's believed with Amigu. Haleka Kat Acheres, my Hachinami Le Motzi Pasli. But if there was not another Kat Eidos, he wouldn't be believed. Freik de Gemara, Hainu de Rav Dimi. Isn't that Rav Dimi's Pshat? So at the end of the day, we ran in circles here because we ended up in the same place. What Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan and what Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan was essentially the same thing. Halcha b'mayaskinam, where there were two kitei eidim. Now, what would you answer? Very simply, I would say it's true. That prat in Rabbi Yechanan's mahalach in the Mishnah is the same. Halcha b'mayaskinam, where there were two kitei eidim. But we took two very different routes to get there. How so? According to Rav Dimi, it's because Rav Meir holds Sarech Levar. According to Ravin, it's because there's a Migu, because he passed the Eidim, and he passed the Dayanim, and there's a Migu that the Dayanim are passed, so the Eidim are also passed. It's true, you need the same Akimta that there's two Kitei Eidim, but L'chura, they're not saying the same thing. The reason why there's an Amanus is for two different reasons. According to Rav Dimi, it has nothing to do with a Migu, it has nothing to do with the Leiva proving that he's saying something because he passed the Dayanim. It's based on what? It's based on the fact that once the Malva said he has two Kitei Eidim, I'm not in the game the Eidus anymore to pass the first Kitei Eidus because Manav Shech the Malva has to bring the second Kitei Eidus. Whereas what Ravin is saying is based on Amigo, says the Gemara, Ikebeinayu Migu, the Mar Sov Amrin Amigo, Mar Sov Aloy Amrin Amigo. Now it makes a lot of sense that that's what the Gemara's Teretz is, exactly what we just said. I am Ben Marsha, I am Ben Teres Chayim. The problem is Rashi doesn't say that. You know what Rashi says? Ravin Sovar Amrin Amigo Ba'alma. That throughout Shas, Ravin holds you can always say Migu, Kedakaima Hocha, Taima, Misho Migu, and I'm skipping a line, Udur Avdimi, Layam Rino Migu Ba'alma. As if the Gemara's Teretz is that Ravin's Pshat is based on Amigo. Rav Dimi's Pshat is not based on Amigo. You know what Ikebeinayu is? This has global ramifications. This has nafkiminas in every single masachta in Shas. Do you say migu or do you not say migu? Number one, why would Rashi say such a pshat? Why do you have to walk away from the sugya thinking that Rav Dimi never holds a migu? Number one. Number two, this is not an ordinary migu. The migu throughout Shas is a koyach hatayna.
It's a case
is
weird. It would make
me
nafkimina in Mitzia. In other words, he was saying, according to the pshat, he was saying it's two kitei them. But just it's a migu or tzarech levar, but could be that there's a case somewhere else.
But why would Rashi? How would but Rashi's saying different. Right? I understand what you're saying, but the problem is why would Rashi A need to say that and B migu ba'alma? It sounds like Rashi's saying all the migus in Shas. Rashi's saying, according to Rav Dimi, there's no such migu. The Chasam Seif is bothered with it in a tshuva. You can take a look at Chayshu Mishpat Simin Gimel. Either way, we now have a well-deserved omid of Agadata. We're getting spoiled in Masechta Sanhedrin. We expect Agadata.
But an omid of agadat to Gemara.
What your kasha? What was the Gemara's original kasha? Of what's the difference between the two answers? There are two very different answers, even though the outcome is the same. We got them in two very different ways.
Correct.
So maybe
Hoguf, also, there's an afkamina.
What's the afkamina halacha? Meaning the obvious territory you said that we could have answered to the Gemara's kasha. That what do you mean?
So okay, I hear what you're saying. So I'll tell you what the nafkamina.
Rashi's saying, I'll tell you.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, but I'll tell you what the nafkamina lalach is. The nafkamina lalach is if the loiva didn't passel the edim and the dayanim, he only passel the edim, and there were two kite edim. According to Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Yochanan, that's enough. I'm not in the gebe edos because anyways the malva sarach levar. According to Rav Dimi, I don't have the koyach amigo. There's a nafkamina in the Mishnah Gufa. Whether you say migo or don't say migo, I understand what you're saying, but that would be true if there's no nafkamina in the Mishnah. I'm b'marsha, I'm b'teres chayim, and now I am the next Gemara. Goof. Amar Eish Lakish. Peh Kaddish Yehme Davazesh. Reish Lakish heard what Rameir said. Zeh Poisal Eidav Shalzeh. It sounds like he could do so without any basis. And he said a Peh Kaddish. Rameir would have said something like that. And because of that, he edited the Mishnah and said Tni Eidai, which was the first of the four pshatim that the Gemara gave to understand Shitas Rameir. Frank the Gemara Eini. I can't believe, asks the Gemara, that Reish Lakish would have spoken in such a sensitive way to Rameir. Peh Kaddish Yehme Davazeh. He spoke to him with so much kovet. V'amaru lo'ulo said, Arayas Reish Lakish Beis Medrash. If somebody ever sees Reish Lakish in Beis Medrash, kilo oiker harin. You know what he looked like? He looked like an oiker harin. He uprooted mountains. V'toychan an zebazeh. He would grind one against the other. Meaning Reish Lakish was a charif. Reish Lakish seemed to be tough. How is it possible that the charif Reish Lakish, who's an oiker harin, v'toychan an zebazeh, would speak in such an edel, refined way about Rameir, Peh Kaddish Yom Adavar Zeh, Amar Rabino. So Rabino said, I don't know what's bothering you. It's true, maybe Reish Lakish wouldn't have spoken that way about an ordinary person. But Rameir was even a bigger charef than Reish Lakish. Because, Fadli Kolaroi, Rameir Beveis Medrash, it is well known that if anyone saw Rameir Beveis Medrash, you know what he looked like? He wasn't an oiker harim. He was kilo oiker hare harim. Whatever that means. V'toychan on Zeh Bezeh, he was even more. Maybe that's the pshat. So Gemara says, right, Halki Kamer. It's not a kasha that Reish Lakish would have spoken this way about Rameir. Because although Reish Lakish was a charif, and he was an oiker harim, but Rameir was an oiker hare harim. But rather, the Gemara is making a different comment on what Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish said, Peh Kodesh Yehme Dover Zeh, Zok Teheilig Yigemaru, Boy Urei Kamen Mechavev in Zeh Zeh. Wow. Gevaldik. Reish Lakish is an oiker harim, Rameir is an oiker hare harim. And look at the chavivus, how much leapshaft they had for each other. Look at how lovingly they spoke about each other. Peh Kaddish, Yoimar Dover Zech, Yosef Rebbe Vekamar. And you find this precedent amongst Tanoim, and as we're going to see in the Gemara. And Rashi speaks that right away. Not just ordinary Tanoim, but the Tanoim that lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe, of course, was the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. And he once sat down and he was saying the following halacha. Also, Lahat Menes Atzoyne. So you know there's an Isser Hatmana, right? It's a sif cotton in the laws of Bishol. There's an Isser Hatmana on Shabbos. What's Isser Hatmana? You can't take something hot, wrap it up in towels, whatever, on Shabbos. Oh, my little fun of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi said that it's also not only to be matmen or dover cham, but even lahatmen tsoynein. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi hears and he said, Abba, my father, Rabbi Yossi, hit the lahatmen as a tsoynein. He said, it's okay. So you realize, Rabbi, what you're saying is connected my father. Amalesi told him, Oibazai, really, your father said, the zakin, Rabbi Yossi, we know was Mimuka Ibn Elocha, his father, Rabbi Yossi. I stand corrected, Rabbi said. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa commented, Bo rei kam mechavin zeze. Take a look at how much the gedolim and Eretz Yisrael loved each other. Did the Rabbi Yosi kaiim? Because when Rabbi Yosi was alive, how you kofi yoshel fnei Rabbi? He sat by Rabbi with a tremendous covid rosh. He had tremendous covid for Rabbi. Rabbi was the nasi. How do I know that Rabbi Yosi sat with a covid rosh for Rabbi? So the Gemara said, we don't really know that, but we know the whole Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, mimal makom avosav avos. You have to hold kappa. This is a whole cheshbon because Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, who was Rabbi Yosi's son, he used to sit next to Rebbe, that how you cough of Yerushalf Ne Rebbe. And he was on the same Adrega as his father. So if his father wouldn't have done it, he wouldn't have done it either. So from Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi had covered for Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi himself must have had covered for Rebbe. And Rebbe had covered for Rabbi Yossi. Because Ka'amar, Kvar Hoy Rezokin. So Rebbe has covered for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has covered for Rebbe. Kula Mahuvim, Kulam Berurim. Everybody is just getting along so well. And says, Rapapa, same exact comment. Bo, Ure'e, Kamen, Mechavim, and Zerza. So you see it with Reish Lakish, Rabbi Meir, and you see it with Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. Omar Rabbi Yossi. On this note, that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Gedoyli Eretz Yisrael, were Mechavim, and Zerza.
says the Gemara wasn't that way with all the Tanaim. May dichsiv ekachli shnei makloys lechad karasi noyam ulechad karasi chaylam. So this is one of the very mysterious nevuos in Sefer Zechariah. So Zechariah is very much over the top in terms of cryptic, mysterious. Talks about goy gumagoy loss of lovey. So one of the nevuos, Zechariah says that he's a shepherd and he's leading his sheep with two sticks. One is a good stick. One is a bad stick. Le'echad karasi noyam, the good stick he called noyam, biloshin derecher darchi noyam, u'le'echad karasi chayvlim, biloshin chayvlim maslik, self-explanatory. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yishe, noyam el tamid chacham of Eretz Yisrael. There was a mashal here. Noyam was referring to tamid chacham in Eretz Yisrael. Shemanim im zel alach, they got along so well when they learned Torah, it was kulam ahuvim. Chayvlim elu tamid chacham of Bavavel, it's referring to tamid chacham of Bavavel, shemechavlin zel alach, they beat each other up in alach. We'll see more about that in a moment. Another Navu in Zechariah. Eilu shnei b'nei ha-yitzar ha-oindim v'shnayim zeisin oleha. And there were two zeisim. So again, another cryptic nevuah. With Zechariah sees two zeisim. He asks about the two zeisim and he's told, these are the two sons of Yitzhar. Says the Gemara. Yitzhar, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, El Tamid HaChamash of Eretz Yisrael, is a reference to the Tamid HaChamash of Eretz Yisrael, saying, my dish, and Meichin Zelu Zebalocha, Kish Shemen Zayas. Yitzhar is oil. So they were like, Shemen Zayas. Shemen Zayas is Gishmak. The Tamid HaChamash of Eretz Yisrael were Neichin Zelu Zebalocha. The Shnayim Zeisim Aleh, the Zeisim that Zechariah sees, Il Tamid HaChamash of Bevavel, Shemerurim Zelu Zebalocha, Kizayas. They were bitter like a Zayas. A third Nevuah that discusses two in Zechariah's nevuos, the Eso Enai, Zechariah says he lifts up his eyes and he sees Shvinei Shnei Noshim Yoitzis. There were two women that were flying, the Ruach Bikanfe, and they had wings. Ulehenu Knafayim Kikanfe Achasida, and their wings looked like the wings of the Chasida. That's a certain type of bird. Vatisenu Ha'efa Ben Hashmayim Menorot, and they lifted the Efa. That's one of the measurements mentioned in the Torah Parshas Ki Tzeitzei between Shamayim and Arts. Where they taking the Eifa? Where these two women taking this Eifa? They told me live no yisla bayis beret Shinner. They're going to build it a house in Shinner, which of course we know is Bavel. What were these two women? Zuchanufa vegasis haruach. This is a mashal to two midos ra'os chanufa. Flattering, spoke a little bit about that in Nafchav Gimel, and Gassus Aruach, which is Gaiva. Sheyardu leBavel, and they both went, Livnoi Slabayas Beret Shinner. They descended in Bavel. There was Chanufa, and there was Gaiva in Bavel. Freik de Gemara. The Gassus Aruach leBavel Nachas, is that true? Gassus Aruach went to Bavel? It sounds like that's where it set up shop. V'omarmar, I saw a cabin Gassus Yardu leElam. There were 10 cabin of Gassus Aruach that descended into the world. Tishan not leElam. Nine of them went to Elam. That's Iran. V'achas kol Elam kulay. And the rest was divided amongst the rest of the world. So it sounds like it didn't go to Bavel. It sounds like, if anything, maybe Chanufa. But Gaiva went to Elam. The Gemara says, in the Bavel Nachas. Originally it went to Bavel, like this Nevuah of Zechariah, the Ishtarvu Behude Ishtarv of Leila. But it didn't settle there. It somehow made its way from Bavel, from Iraq to Iran. Says the Gemara, Dekanami, I'll prove it to you. The Chsiv Liv Nois La by its Berachina. So we start off talking about two things, but then it's Liv Nois La, not Lohen La, Lashin Yochid. That's mashma, only one thing settled in Shinar, in Bavel. What settled in Bavel? Chanufa. But Gaiva, that went from Bavel, stopped, short stopover, ended up in Elam. Shema mi, no fake the Gemara, but Mamar. Similar Gasaru Achanios. Is it true that Gaiva didn't go to Bavel? Meaning we thought it went to Bavel, then we said we know it went to Elam. So we said, you're right. It made a brief stopover in Bavel, but eventually ended up in Elam. But the Gemara says, no, I'll prove to you that in fact Gaiva did remain in Bavel. Because Ba'am Amar, similar Gasaru Achanios. If you want to know where this Gaiva, wherever this Gaiva is, Anios. The Anios, the Bavel Nochis. And we know that there was a lot of Anios in Bavel. Zoch the Gemara. When Chazal say, Simen Lagasa Ruach, and it doesn't mean real Anios, monetary Anios. That there was plenty of in Bavel. But my Anios, Anios, Torah. It means Torah, and that there wasn't in Bavel. You want to know if there was Anios of Torah in Bavel? Chas v'shalom. Bavel was thriving with Torah. Anios and Torah in Elam. That's where they had Gasa Zeruach. And similar Gasa Ruach, Anios. Bubble, there was physical anios, but not Torah diga anios. Says the Gemara, the Chsev, Och Islanu Ketana Veshadai Meinlo. Om Rabbi Yechanon Zu Elam, and that's referring to Elam, Shazachzal Lilmoid, Veloy Zachzal Lami. We'll get back to that soon. So Elam is Och Islanu Ketana Veshadai Meinlo, like a woman that doesn't have Shadayim. She can't give over, she can't teach. That's Elam. Elam has Torah, but Veloy Lilamein. And it stems. Elam has Gaiva, Tisha Kabin of Gaiva. went to Elam, and Elam doesn't teach Torah. Elam has Anius in Torah. My Bavel, why was Bavel called Bavel? So Amar Rabbi Yechon, it's along the same theme. Balula b'mikra, balula b'mishnah, balula b'talmud. It sounds like, just from the context of the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying it in a derogatory way. Right? That's the Talmud Bavli. You have a lot of mikra, you have mishnah, you have agadah, you have everything. It's a big mishmash of a lot of different things. The machshakin hashivani kimeisa yoylam a pasuk in Eicha that we had to sit in darkness. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya said Talmuda shal Bavel. It's referring to the Talmud Bavli, and he was contrasting to the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Bavli was be machshakin hashivani kimeisa yoylam, but Talmud Yerushalmi was not that way. So we have a few things in this Gemara that's worth shtalim zechlan. Number one, the Gemara began with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said pe kodesh yeh medaver zeh, and amazingly, the Gemara was bothered by that. The Gemara says, how could it be? Reish Lakish should speak in such a refined manner about Rameir. Reish Lakish was an Oikar Harim. And being that he was an Oikar Harim, he was a Charif Tuva, why would he have spoken this way about Rameir? But the Gemara says, I don't hear the Kasha. Because as much as Reish Lakish was an Oikar Harim, Rameir was even a bigger Oikar Harim. He was an Oikar Hari Harim. So if he's an Oikar Hari Harim, it's not such a Kasha that Reish Lakish would speak that way. It's interesting that what came to mind when I learned this Gemara was another Gemara. A Gemara Masechtes Yuma Daf Tes Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, Reish Lakish have Yisachi B'Yardinam. Reish Lakish was once swimming in the Yarden. So it looks like Reish Lakish was maybe drowning or he was having a hard time catching himself. So Rabbi Bar Bachana came and he gave him a hand to help Reish Lakish. On my way, so Reish Lakish looks up. He sees Rabbi Bar Bachana and he begins a conversation with him. He tells him, you know, God hates you. Hashem loves you? No. Hashem hates you. And he quoted a whole pasuk. The pasuk says that Hashem was angry at the Yidden who were living in Bavel at the time of the beginning of Bayashemi, because they didn't heed the call and they didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Because had they gone up to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina would have been Shayr B'Bayashemi just like it was Shayr B'Bayashrishin, and they would have been Zoycha to Nisim and Afloys B'Bayashemi just like they were Zoycha to B'Bayashrishin. But Bayashemi never lived up to B'Bayashrishin. You know why? Because not that many, you know how many Yidden went, by the way? From Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, when they had it. Imagine today there's an opportunity to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And there's Kol Kairos, and it all works, and everything is going to work itself out. We're going to have Kayhanim, we're going to be able to do the Avodah, there's going to be Mizbech, there's going to be Karbanos. 42,360 Yidden went. And the Rishonim say that these were all Yidden that didn't have jobs, they didn't have Chavrusas, they didn't have a Daf, they had nothing. Because if they had something to do, they would have stayed. But these were people, they figured, all right, how bad could it be in Eretz? It can't be worse than it is here. Those were the Yidden that went up to Eretz Yisrael. It's a Pel. And Reish Lakish was very upset about that. Reish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Eretz Yisrael b'mesiris nefesh. And Rabbi Bar Bachana came from Bavel. So he told Rabbi Bar Bachana, as he's saving him, he says, you realize, Hashem's not happy with you. Because you are the reason, that the Shechina was not Shair b'Bayashani, the same way that it was Shair b'Bayashrishi. Freak the Gemara Akash. I have a problem with this exchange. You know why? Reish Lakish mi mishtoy b'hadir b'Rabbi Bar Bachana. What's the Gemara's problem with the story? Not how could Reish Lakish talk this way to Rabbi Bar Bachana, but would Reish Lakish had even spoken to Rabbi Bar Bachana? I can't believe he would have even talked to him. Why? Umar Rebbe Lazar, Madach Rebbe Lazar, the Mar Darit Yisrael Ava. He was the God of Adar in Eretz Yisrael. V'lei have mishtoy Reish Lakish b'day, and Reish Lakish would not talk to him. Why not? The man the mishtoy Reish Lakish b'day b'shuk. If somebody would see Reish Lakish talking to somebody, he would give him money to invest. I don't need to aid them. I don't need anything. He would trust them implicitly because Reish Lakish didn't talk to anybody. And being that the Reish Lakish didn't talk to anybody, it's for that reason that people would trust. If they think, oh, Reish Lakish is talking to him, he must be super duper chashav. So freak the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Bachana Mishtoy, Rabbi Bachana, he would have spoken to him. I have a problem with the story. There's no way he would have even spoken to him. Amar Papa, you're right. You have to change the story. You have to say either it was not Reish Lakish, but it was Ze'iri and Rabbi Bar Bachana, or it was, either way, you have to change the names. Because to say that Reish Lakish would have spoken to Rabbi Bar Bachana is not possible. So we have a Gemara over here, where the Gemara says, Pe Kodesh Yoyim Adav Azeh, the Gemara is Wunderbein. Is it possible Reish Lakish would have spoken this way about Rameir? The truth is his presence, if you know the rest of the story about Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, the Gemara said, he didn't speak to Rabbi Lazar. The Mar Eretz Yisrael, he was very... So to get such a compliment for Reish Lakish, Pe Kodesh Yoyim Adav Azeh, I think if you have some of this color, you can appreciate a little bit the Tmiya of the Gemara. I'll just tell you something interesting. Two interesting Na'aras. Number one, the Chassam Sofer says that you see from here how careful an Adam Gadol has to be before he just talks to somebody or before he deals with somebody. Because the Gemara says that Man de Mishtoy Reish Lakish Bahadeh, B'shuk yovalei iska b'lei sadi. If you see an Adam Gadol is mechavev somebody, give somebody covet, you immediately think that this guy must be a good guy. And then one thing could lead to another, could end up getting you into trouble. So the Chasam Sofer and Teiris Moshe on the Pasuk Al Tosh is Yadchem Rosh Aliyah Seid Chomas, which is the topic of Thursday's daf. But in that Pasuk, Zok Tehillik Chasam Sofer that you see from here, Musa Hai quotes this Gemara. He says, you see how careful an Adam Gadol has to be before he just talks to somebody. Because you talking to him gives him credibility. People may think that now he's a good guy. His The way he touches the pasuk is Atosh is Yotchim Rasha. Don't be makar of yourself to a Rasha. Liyo Yisei Chavas. Because your curva to the Rasha could be, in essence, an agadas edos, that this person is a good guy, because Yavali Yiska B'lai Sahadi. Fascinating. I saw the Ben Yoyada makes an interesting comment on this Gemara. He says that it could be that had an ordinary gadol spoken to somebody, and maybe people wouldn't have thought anything about it. Because very often people say, oh, he's a Shiva, he's a Rebbe, he's a Gadol, he knows business, he knows how to discern between an Erlich guy and a not Erlich guy. How does he know? If Ashtet Nishda Zachen. But Rish Lakish, we know his history. Rish Lakish started off in another world. Rish Lakish was shrewd. Rish Lakish knew a Chevroman when he saw one because of his past. So when somebody saw Rish Lakish talking to somebody, they didn't think that maybe this person's fooling Rish Lakish. Because nobody's fooling Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was once the leader of that gang. Rish Lakish knew exactly what the story was. If he spoke, he must be really Erlich. That's what Yavali Iska B'lei Sadi. But it could be maybe somebody else. In fact, they wouldn't be Yavali Iska B'lei Sadi. I'll tell you one other interesting thing about Rish Lakish. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yochanan said that it's usur for a person to smile bizman hazeh. Also for a person to smile bizman hazeh. Why ozi moles chayk pinu ulshanein arena? But now it's not supposed to be that way. Zok to Gemara, Amru all of our Rish Lakish, she miyomav loy moles chayk piv vaylam hazeh mechishom im Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi. Then when Rish Lakish heard this from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechonon, he observed this till the day he died. Miyomav loy miles chayk piv vaylam hazeh mechishom im Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi. So I saw the Ben Yoyod on this Gemara right here, Brachas Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph. He's very bothered. It's a Kiddush to the Gemara, the Rish Lakish would have observed something that Rabbi Yechanan said. His Groyser Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan, said it's Osir. Fashteitzach, he kept it. Why is it newsworthy? Wow, they say about Rish Lakish that he heard Rabbi Yechanan say it's Osir, and you know something? He taka kept it as if it's Osir. Of course. It'd be a Kiddush if he didn't. This is Rish Lakish, Talmud moving Rabbi Yechanan. And the Ben Yoda says something, I don't know where he knows this from, it sounds like Divrei Nevi'os, but he says, V'yeshloima, Rish Lakish b'teva was a batchim. He was a very happy person. He was always besimcha. He was cracking jokes. He was always sefriden. And he shtel subar kaparo of Masechtas Nedarim fame, who was a famous batchin who tried making Rebbe laugh, etc. But Rish Lakish, Dr. Ben Yoyada, was a batchin. And for Rish Lakish to be able to overcome his natural tendency of batchanus was a very difficult thing for him to do. And that's why it was a chiddush. Amru all of our Rish Lakish. I'm just putting a few puzzle pieces out there to try to put this picture together, a little bit about Rabbi Yechon. That's the first aura, Rish Lakish. The second aura is the Gemara contrasted between the Talmid HaChamim in Eretz Yisrael and the Talmid HaChamim in Bavel. The Talmid HaChamim in Eretz Yisrael were Mechavivin Zelazeh, they were Bineimus, whereas the Talmid HaChamim in Bavel, to the contrary, they were Chovim Zelazeh. That's why when Zechariah sees the two sticks, one of them he calls Noyam, that's Miloshin Derecher Darchi Noyam, El Tamid Chamish of Eretz Yisrael. When he's, the other stick is called Chayvlin, that's referring to Tamid Chamim in Bavel. Yitzar Shemin Zayas, that's Tamid Chamim in Eretz Yisrael. Zayas, which is very bitter, that's referring to the Tamid Chachamim in Bavel. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Bavel Metziah, in the Agadah to Gemara, Perek Asoichas Apoyalim, Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Rab Zeira, Ki Solik La'arad Yisrael, so Rab Zeira famously made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Yosem Meya Tanesa, he sat and he fasted 100 Tanesa. Why? Delishtakach Gemara Bavlo Mine. Because he wanted to forget Talmud Bavli. Why did he want to forget Talmud Bavli? So imagine Rab Zeira, sad, he learned, he's an Amoira, established a name for himself, Talmud Bavli, went through Shas. Now he goes up to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to learn Talmud Yerushalmi. He fasts 100 Tanesim because he wants to forget Talmud Bavli. Says the Gemara, the reason was, Ki hechi delay nitriday, because he didn't want that the Talmud Bavli should mess him up. Says Rashi, where do you find this concept that Tirda is going to come from Talmud Bavli? So Rashi quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara says that you see that the Talmid Chamim and Bavli, they were chivlim, They would ask kashas, Rashi says. They would say terutzim. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't learn that way. So as Reb Zeira is preparing to go learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he wants to first forget the Torah Bavel, and afterwards he's going to prepare himself to go ahead and learn the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Zokta Marsha, that's what was wrong with the Talmid Chacham in Bavel. They used to ask kashas, and they would say terutzim. So how else are you supposed to learn? It says, number two, I'll tell you a Gemara in Haseches HaPoyim, that paid Alim and Aleph. The Gemara says that when Rish Lakish died, Rabbi Yechon had tremendous agnus nefesh. He couldn't come to himself. Why? Because he needed his chavrusa, he needed his Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says that he went to learn with Rabbi Lazar, and he said over Halacha, and Rabbi Lazar said, Rebbe, you're saying so good. So Rabbi Yechon turns to Rabbi Lazar and he says, I need you for that, to tell me that I'm painting good. He says, you know, when I used to say over Halacha, Rish Lakish would ask me 24 kashas on what I said, and I would say terutzim. He says, I don't need you, that's what I need, I don't need this, right? The Gemara says, he davened Rabbi Yechon and Shaddai. Says, Dr. Marshall, what do you see from this Gemara? You see from here, that how did the Talmid HaChamim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish learn? Mit kashas, mit terutzim. So why is it such a big deal that they're asking kashas? He says, Va'oit, who are the Talmid HaChamim that I mentioned in our Gemara in Sanhedrin? Rish Lakish, Oikur Harim. Rameir, Oikur Hari Harim, right? Sounds to me like if you're a Har, if you're clearing big Kakiris, you're saying two dinim, three dinims, there's garbage and chapsas flying all over the place, right? I mean, that's what it means to be an Oikur Harim. That's what it means to be an Oikur Hari Harim. So, how can you tell me there's no crashes? How can you tell me there's no terutzim? Zok to Marsha, you have to say that Rashi didn't mean literally. But rather, what Rashi meant to say was that when they used to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, they would ask crashes and terutzim. But what was the purpose? What was the kivun? The kivun was not to ask Akasha, and to say a teretz so you could look good. It was to really come to an emes of pshat. They were mechavim and said they loved what the other person, Rish Lakish loved what Rabbi Yechanan said. But he knew that if he asks 24 kashas to Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan says terutzim, with the kashas and the terutzim, they're going to come to a klarkite. They're going to come to an emeskite. But in Bavel, says the Masha, that wasn't the kivon. I'll just read to you one excerpt, and I quote, Masha ein kein b'nei Bavel. The efsher show you mefalfolim. They used to say pilpul dugmas chilukim shebedar azeh. Similar to the pilpul, the Marsha says that people are busy with an awadar. Asher kol mi asher yedei lechavin al tzad hayoyser bepilpul shel hevel. Whoever can come up with the bigger pilpul of hevel, hareza b'shamach. Wow, he's a London. He's the guy I'm running to hit Torah from. V'chol echad mechavin. But really, what's everyone trying to do? Litcha is divrei chaveri. All they're trying to do is knock out. But they say that after 100. But you say shtickle tire and I'll slug you up. Right, those guys. So they know how to slug up. They can't say a vart, but they know how to slug up a vart. That's what Reb Zeira didn't want. He was done with the pilpul shel hevel, and the kashas that they were asking just to be, so I should sound like a bigger super lamdan. But the point is that really, kashas and terus, of course, that's breakfast of champions. You need good feedback. You need a good kasha. But the question is, what's the tachlis? The tachlis is I'm trying to come up with an emes, or the tachlis is that I'm trying to look good in base medrash. That is the next ara. The final ara, which we'll do b'kitzer, and that is, so we had a gemara over here, where the gemara says, and this is unbelievable, the gemara says that simin legasis haruach anios. My anios, anios teira. So if you want to know, if there's gaiva, if there's anios of teira, usually it comes from gaiva. Gaiva and Anios of Torah somehow come together. They're interlocked. Their fates are somehow interwoven. What's Pshat? So Rashi says, I'm going to tell you Pashup Pshat. Pashup Pshat is because when a person is a Baal Gaiva, he doesn't want to go hear Torah from somebody else. I'm going to go to somebody else's shir. He doesn't want to hear what somebody else has to say. What do I have to go to him for? So Gaiva leads to the Anios of Torah. Because when a person is a Baal Gaiva, he's not a Loimi Mikaladim. So when you're a Baal Gaiva, you're not a Loimi Mikaladim. If someone is not such a Baal Gaiva, so he's a loymeid mikol adam, that person is going to be zoicha to Torah. So it's really the Mishnah. Izeu chacham a loymeid mikol adam, it's the same, it's the flip side of that coin. Someone who's not willing to be loymeid mikol adam is not going to be a chacham. Why is he not willing to be loymeid mikol adam? It's because of his gaiva. But you have to see this Rashi inside. It's the second to last Rashi before the Mishnah. Dibur amaskal anios Torah. Zok Rashi be'elami. This was an Elam. Daniel be'elam hafa. This time, Daniel was the god of Hadar in Elam. Dichsev anio yisi b'shushan abira. Asher be'elam ha'medina. V'loi ribeitz Torah. Zok Rashi, Daniel didn't teach Torah. Ezra lived at the same exact time, Bebavel, Velimed Chaikum Mishra B'Yisrael. And he taught a lot of Torah. Why did Ezra teach Torah and Daniel didn't teach Torah? It's not because Daniel was great. Daniel couldn't teach Torah like Ezra. Yeah, Ezra, so we know Ezra was like Mishra B'Yisrael. But Daniel could have taught Torah. Daniel couldn't have a share. The reason Daniel didn't teach Torah is because in Elam they were Bali Kaifa. I'm going to go hear share from Daniel. Daniel, Reb Daniel. Daniel, that's what I'm going to hear share from. They didn't want to hear share from him. And it was the Gaifa that led Tanias Peter, unbelievable. So, Pashup Shatzal Krashi, when a person's about Gaiva, he doesn't want to be Makabo, you're not a Chacham, you're not Lomi Mikol Odom, and that's why Simon Legas is a Ruach Anias. But I'll tell you something interesting. And Behekdim, one other Ara. So, we head over here again, the idea of Bimachshakim, Hoshivani, Kimesei Oilam, Amreb Yermia, Zetamuda Shal Bavel. So, there's a certain Choshech associated with the Torah of Bavel, relative to the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Marsha says that this is related to the idea of Aviro to Eretz Yisrael, Machkim, something that we've spoken a lot about. So right here you have the idea of Aviro to Eretz Yisrael, Machkim. Talmud Bavli is b'machshakim hoshivani k'meisei olam. So what's pshat in the idea of Aviro to Eretz Yisrael, Machkim? Incidentally, Ephraim Rudolph showed me a Marsha, the last Marsha earlier in the Masechta on Daf Chafal from the base, where the Gemara said that Ezra was on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe it says, Moshe Ola El Olekim. By Ezra it says, Hu Ezra Ola Mibavel. And Roy Hoya Ezra Shetinos in Torah Al Yadir Limisrael. It's learned out from the Pasuk, Hu Ezra Ola Mibavel. Zok the Hilige Marsha, that it's not a coincidence, the Pasuk that teaches us that Ezra could have been the Kabbal Torah is the Pasuk that says Ezra went from Babel Torah to Yisrael. Because had Ezra remained the Babel, he couldn't have taught Torah. Because in Bavel, you don't have Davir Eretz Yisrael. It's Tafka because he was Allah Mi Bavel. He went to Eretz Yisrael with Davir Eretz Yisrael. That's when he was able to teach Torah. So that's an idea we're all familiar with. Davir Eretz Yisrael Machia. So when we learn Bava Basra Kufman Tess, the end of the Daf, we spoke at a lot of raid about what's the pshat, what's the makar Davir Eretz Yisrael Machia. We spoke at the Sforn and then the Parashas Noach. It's because Eretz Yisrael wasn't affected by the Mabel. The Marsha that says, because Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Eretz Yisrael, last week's Parashas Vazchanon, Tefillah was Payel Mechza, he was able to see Eretz Yisrael. The glance of Moshe Rabbeinu infused Eretz Yisrael with a Ketusha to the point that Aviro, Eretz Yisrael Machia, we spoke at the Tshuva from the Rambam that says it wasn't always that way. It depended on the Tkufas. Certain Tkufas, yes, yeah, certain Tkufas, not. The Ritva quotes this Shuvas and Rambam, Masech Tzuma, Daf Nun Zayin, Amad Aleph, but Ein Beis Medrash B'Lo Echid is just one Ha'ara to tie these two things together. And that is that we always speak out the Goyim. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Malko V'Sarea B'Goyim Ein Torah. That when the Yidden went to Golos, Ein Torah, we lost Torah. Says the Vilna Goyim, that we know that when the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, the Amud of Avoido was taken away from the world. The world stands on three legs. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim. And the Amud of Avodah was taken away from the world. But the Goyim says that really there was a second pillar that was taken away as well. And that's the pillar of Torah. We lost two Amudim when the Yidden went into Bavel. We lost when the Yidden went into Golos. We lost the Amud of Avodah. That's Pashat, Churban Beis HaMikdash. We also lost the Amud of Torah because Malka, Visorea, Bagoyim, ain't Torah. The question is, what's the Pshat? We always speak this out. But what's the pshat? What's the beer? Why is it that when the Yidden went to Golos, we lost the Amud HaTorah? I was thinking, that could be the pshat like this. That's Pasha that we have Torah today. Torah is thriving in America, and there's no question we have Torah, despite the fact that there was Churban Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean, ain't Torah? It means a nechayz darga. The shleimus of Torah that once upon a time we had, that's something that we don't have today. So I think it could be it's totally in the Chassam Sofer that we always speak out. We always speak out from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that Misha nitla nevua min anaviyim nitna lechachamim. What does it mean that the nevua was given to the chachamim? So Chassam Sofer says that he's seen that there are tzaddikim that are busy with the tzibur, they're doing chesed, they're answering shailas, and they don't have a lot of time to learn. Yet they're able to achieve a phenomenal amount of learning during the little bit of time that they have. They're a mu'at ha-machzik ha-samarubo. And the reason they're able to do that, says the Chassam Sofer, is because su'id Hashem li'ireyev. Hashem gives them a special si'at d'shmaya. That being that their whole Torah is not for themselves, it's to share it for other people. So therefore, they're zoicha in a little bit of time to a su'id Hashem li'ireyev. He says that's what it means that the Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im. It was given to them. It doesn't mean they have Nevuah. It means that there's a Soid Hashem Lirev, a special Siyat in the Shemaya, that there's Oichah to the Marsh. Chassam Sofer says it in his Petuchei Chosam. He says it in Parshas Kedoshim, in his Teres Moshe. He says it in his Tshuva Erechaim Simen Reish Ches. He says that's what the Raven meant when he said that there was Ruach HaKodesh and Rabbis Medrash. He didn't mean real Ruach HaKodesh. It means that there was Oichah to a Soid Hashem Lirev. spoke out that the Ksav Sofer says, the Mishnah says in Ovis, Kol Aloymed Al Menas Lelamid, Zoycha Lumoidu Lelamid. For Kol Aloymed Al Menas Lasses, Zoycha Lumoidu Lelamid, Lishma Velasses. Fake the Ksav Sofer, Kol Zoycha Al Menas Lelamid, Zoycha Lumoidu Lelamid. It should have just said Zoycha Lelamid. Of course Zoycha Lumoid. He's learning anyways. Why does the Mishnah have to say Zoycha Lumoidu Lelamid? Kol Aloymed Al Menas Lasses, Zoycha Lumoidu Lelamid. Why does it have to say Zoycha Lumoid? Zochtik Ksav Sofer, Api, what he said that he heard so many times from his father, the Ksav Sofer, that Tzadikim HaZoycha, that in Hashem Uetes, that Zoycha Lumoid things that Alpi Derech HaTavah really they shouldn't be able to learn. But you know who gets that? Aloymed Amanas Lamed. When a person's whole tachlis in his learning is Amanas Lamed, then B'Sham Uetes, you could be Zoycha to learn more than what. So, Kol Aloymed Amanas Lamed, you're not just Zoycha Lamed, Zoycha Lumoid. In the little bit of time that you're learning, you'll be zeicha to learn so much more than ordinarily pi ader chatev you should be able to learn. But it's all based on Seyed Hashem Lirev. Klal Yisrael's Amud HaTorah, the Gedol Yisrael. The Gedol Yisrael were able to learn Torah because they were zeicha to a Seyed Hashem Lirev. Without a Seyed Hashem Lirev, Torah can't be on the same adrega that it was supposed to be. There's going to be a Nechayz Darga. Seyed Hashem Lirev means that Tzadikim HaZeicha to a level of Ashrois HaShchina. There's a certain manifestation of Shchina that Tzadikim have. That is the definition. It's Nevuah, like the Gemara says in Bava Basra Yud Beis, there's zeicha to a real Seyed Hashem Lireyev. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, it was much easier to tap into Shechina, because the Shechina was much more manifest in the world. But Malka v'Soreh Bagoyim in Torah. When the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, we lost Torah. It doesn't mean we lost Torah. You don't have Gemaras today, we don't have Dafyomi today, you don't have Yeshiva's first Seder, second Seder, Bein HaStarim, ninth Seder. Of course you have it. You have everything today. But on the same level of Torah, you're never going to have. You know why? Because Klal Yisrael needs the Torah of the Gedolim, which is so much predicated on Seyed Hashem Lirev, and it could be said the Ravid was Achal Churban Beis Hamikdash and he had Seyed Hashem Lirev. The Ksav Sofer sounds like he was talking a little from experience also. But the point is that on the same level you can't have it. And that's Malkav Zereb Agoyim in Torah. Because Torah on the optimum level is totally in Ashrois HaShchina, and there's no Ashrois HaShchina, or there's not the same Ashrois HaShchina, Mishachor Beis HaMikdash, and that's because Malko Vesereb Agoyim in Torah. That's why Gaiva and Torah are a stira. Because in order for a person to have Torah, again, they're a Bali Gaiva, they're a big Lamdanim. Nothing to talk about. But on the highest level, there's a level of Shlemus and Torah Bali Gaiva can't have. Because in order to be Zoycha to Torah on the highest level, you require a Seyed Hashem Lirev, a certain level of Shechina, and the Baal Gaiva can't get Shechina, because we all know, Hashem says, but the Baal Gaiva, me and him, we can't be in the same room. So if Hashem is Mesalik himself, Kaviyocha, for the Baal Gaiva, so there's a level of Seyed Hashem Lirev that the Baal Gaiva can have. If he can't have that level of Seyed Hashem Lirev, it's no question going to impact his upside in terms of how much Torah he's able to learn. Either way, we're going to leave a little bit of raid on the table. And Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Omar Loi, Neman Olay Abba. So two people come together. Dinei Momenes B'Shloisha. What does Dinei Momenes mean? Hoidois V'Halvois. And the Malv and the Lever are talking. We'll see who's talking to who in the Gemara. But the Malv and the Lever are talking, and they say that, you know, really, our court case, if it ever gets to that point, is going to have to be resolved by a Bezdin Shal Shloisha. But I trust my father. Not such a chiddush. Nemer alai avicha. I also trust your father, he says. Or nemer alai shleisha raya baka. You can find three raya baka, three raya, and three shepherds. I'll trust them as well. The halacha is, it's okay. The question is, could you back out afterwards? Remeir says, yochel achzabai. The chachamim say, ene yochel achzabai. Hoye chayv l'chaveir shvua. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. Let's say somebody was chayv shvua. So Reuven and Shimon are in Bezdin. And Shimon owes Reuven a shvua. He's chayv shvua. V'amar loy. And we know that a shvua, certainly a shvua, they rice is very chomer. So for example, you need nekitas chayfetz. You have to hold on to a chayfetz shal mitzvah. Right, Avram told Eliezer, Simna Yodcha Tachas Yurechi, because the Milo was a Chefet Shal Mitzvah. You have to hold on a Chefet Shal Mitzvah, and it gives a certain Chaymer to the Shvua. If the person that is owed the Shvua tells the other person, I don't need you to do Nikita's Chefetz, don't worry about it, I'm okay, I'm chill. Just swear, Bechayi Roshcha. And now he wants to be Chayzer, Remei, Oime Yochel Achzabai, Vechachom, and Moimrim, Eine Yochel Achzabai. So we already referenced this Machlikas on the Avchav Gimel, Machlikas Remei, and the Chachomim, if somebody is agreeable to go and do something and resolve a Chayshem Mishpat dispute, not based really on Mishpatei, Chayshe Mishpat. Mishpat Ayatayra. But he says, my father will be believed, your father will be believed, Shleishi Roy Bakr will be believed. Or even in the context of a Shvu, a Kointer, a Meir, once you say it, you could still back out. Chachamim say, Inu Yochel Lachs. Om Rav Dim, Reid, Rav Nachim, Reid, Rav Yosef, Kegoin de Kibla, Oleo Bechat. That this Machoikas was true, whether all three Dayanim were going to be Psulim, like Shleishi Roy Bakr, or only one of the three were going to be Pasul. It doesn't matter. In all cases, Rav Meir is going to say, Yochel Lachs, the Chachamim are going to say, Inu Yochel Lachs. Om Rav Yehuda Amashmo. Machloikis b'machlecha. The machloikis was when the toiveya, the malva, is talking to the loiva. Avol be'etin lecha, if the loiva is talking to the malva, divrei hakol yachal achzabai. So you have to hold cup. Said Shmuel that the machloikis remain in the chacham where the yachal achzabai and the yachal achzabai is talking about with the toiveya, the malva, is talking to the nitva, is talking to the loiva. So he tells them, you owe me money. Ordinarily, the court, the decision of whether you owe me money or not would be decided by a real Beis Din. Nemar alai Abba, nemar alai Avicha, nemar alai Gimel Rei Bakar, I trust them. Says Shmuel, it's in that case where the Malv is telling the Loiva that I will accept what Abba, Avicha, or Gimel Rei Bakar say, even if it works against me, is only if the Malva is telling it to the Loiva. But let's say the Loiva would tell the Malva, I'll let you take money from me, depending on what Abba, Avicha, or Gimel Rei Bakar say, there the halach is everybody would hold Yachal Achzavai. What's the difference? The difference is because when it comes to Mammon, it's easier to be Machzik Mammon than it is to be Moitzi Mammon. Machalucha, you're allowing the Nitva, the Loivet, to hold on to the money. The Malvus, I won't take the money from you. If the Gimel Rei Bakar say, Kach Vekach. Over there, the Chachamim say, Eni Yachal Achzavai. Because it's easy to be Machzik Mammon. But Etein Lucha means the Loivet is telling the Malva, I'll give it to you. So based on what Gimel Rei Bakar say, we'll be Moitzi Mammon from the Loiva to the Malva. To be Moitzi Mammon is always more difficult. Being that it's always more difficult, over there, even the Chachamim are going to agree that Yochel Lachzva. So the Machlokes is B'machalucha, when the Malva is telling the Loiva, I won't take from you. I'll allow you to keep it. Over there, the Chachamim hold any Yochel Lachzva. I will be'etin lecha, when the Loiva is telling the Malva, I'm going to give to you. Divri HaKol Yochel Lachzva. Yechon or Yechon and said, be'etin lecha Machlokes. The Machlokes was be'etin lecha. Ibai luhu. Be'etin lecha Machlokes. I will be'machalucha. Divri HaKol in Yochel Lachzva. Rabbi Yechon said that the Machlokes is by etin lecha. Did he mean only by etin lecha? Etin lecha, there is the machloikis remain the chum in our Mishnah, but b'machalucha, where it's the malva talking to the leiva, where we're not dealing with being moitzi mammon, we're dealing with being machzik mammon. Everybody agrees that ein yochel lachzerbai, because again, it's easier to be machzik than it is to be moitzi. Oydumo bein bezu bein bezu machloikis. What Rabbi Yechon meant to say was that the machloikis is sai by etin lecha and sai by machalucha. Toshma, don't my rabbi said machloikis by etin lecha. The machloikis is by etin lecha, but b'machalucha the Rabbi called yochel lachzerbai. Machloikis is only by etin lecha. So we had a shaila. Did Rabbi Yechon say the machloikis is only by etin lecha or even by etin lecha? So the Gemara says I'll prove it to you because Rava said the machloikis is only by etin lecha. Iyam if Bishlam by etin lecha machloikis. Bishlam if Rabbi Yechon said the machloikis is only by etin lecha, but b'machalucha the Rabbi called yochel lachzerbai. Rava named Rabbi. So Rava's like Rabbi Yechon. He's not like Shmuel, because Shmuel said b'machal lecha machlekes. Rava said be'etin lecha machlekes. But Rava could be Rabbi Yechon. If Rabbi Yechon said be'etin lecha machlekes, alva b'machal lecha divrei akol. And the I'm Rabbi Bezu Bein Bezu machlekes. But if you're going to tell me that the machlekes is Bein Bezu, meaning according to Rabbi Yechon, the machlekes is side by etin lecha, side by machal lecha. Rava da Amar Keman. Who's Rava like? Shmuel said the machlekes is only b'machal lecha. Rava said the machlekes is only by etin lecha. If you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan said the machlekes is by etin lecha and by machal lecha, so Rava is not Shmuel who said the machlekes is only by machal lecha. He's not Rabbi Yochanan who said the machlekes is by machal lecha and etin lecha. He's this new shita. How could Rava be not like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Shmuel? Fake the Gemara. Why not? Rava time it afshe kama. Rava's an amayra. He could argue with Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan were earlier amayraim. Granted, Rabbi Yochanan Tosfos has a tzaddik ksubas chesam and alf was maybe even an amayra. It was even a tana. Shmuel argues with the Tana Rav, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they go down as Amirah. So Rav and Amar could argue with Shmuel, and Rav Luchura could argue with Rabbi Yechon. Says the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Achav Tachlif LeRav. Rav Achav Tachlif asked Rav. So we're not sure what Rabbi Yechon held, but we know what Shmuel held. We know what Rav held. Shmuel held be'etin lecha machlekes, abemachal lecha machlekes, avu be'etin lecha debi'achol in. And Rava said, "Be'etin l'chol machloikis, avu b'machol l'chol divrei akol en yochol achsavei." Frank the Gemara, "Hoi chayv l'chaver shvua." The Sefer in the Mishnah, the Sefer in the Mishnah wasn't talking about hoidois v'avois, but it was talking about shvua. And what did the Mishnah say? "Hoi chayv l'chaver shvua." V'amalei derli b'chayi roishcha. Remei oimer yochol achsavei. V'chachamim oimerin en yochol achsavei. So we had the same exact machloikis, Remei and the Chachamim regarding shvua. Says the Gemara, "My lab ba'isman shvua v'amalei mishalom." At first glance, the Mishnah is talking about people that are chayv shvua they rice. And if someone's chayv shvua they rice, he must be a nishba v'loy mishalom. There's three people that are chayav shvua deiraisa. Moide b'miktsas, shvua seidecher, and shvua seshoimim. Hatzad ha-shava shebehem is that they're nishban v'loy mishalom. Someone's trying to get money from you, you swear and you don't have to pay. So that is the equivalent of machalucha, where I'm telling you that you don't have to swear b'nikitas chevetz. I'm meichel, you can keep your money. I'm allowing you to be machzik it. So what do you see? There's a machloikis remeir in the chachamim even by machalucha. It's a kasha on Rava who said that the machlokes is dafka by yetin lecha. So it's not a kasha on Shmuel who said the machlokes is by machlokha. It's also not a kasha on Rabbi Yechon, because maybe Rabbi Yechon held the machlokes is side by machlokha and side by yetin lecha. But Rava who said there's no machlokes by machlokha, the whole machlokes is by yetin lecha, isn't the case of the Sefer, the Mishnah, the equivalent of machlokha? And still you see there's a machlokes of Gemara Loi Baisim and Nishman Venoitan. Who said the Mishnah is talking about Nishman Velei Mishalman? Maybe we're not talking about someone that's chayav shvua de raisa. Maybe we're talking about someone that's chayav shvua d'rabbanon. He's a nishba v'noitol. That's the equivalent of that. Why is it ke'etim l'cha? Because basically, the nitva is telling the teveya, swear and take. So he's allowing him to be moitzi. You're not being machzik, you're being moitzi. That's the equivalent of etim l'cha. Freik the Gemara kashan rava. So we're saying now that Rav is going to have to say that the two cases in the Mishnah are both talking about etim l'cha. Because Rav holds the machlokes because it's only by etim l'cha. So the reisha the Mishnah is talking about where the loiv is talking to the malva. I trust Abba, Vicha, Gimel, Rei, Bokar. Whatever they say, you can take money from me. I'll give it to you, etim l'cha. And the seifa also, in the case of Shvu, we're talking about with the nitva selling it today, be nishba v'noitel, etim l'cha, I'll give it to you. Fake the Gemara, but on the reisha, isn't there a reisha and a seifa? What do you need two cases for? What do you need two cases for? What do you need two cases by etin l'cha? Now, the Rishonim Mutcha, that the same kasha you could have asked on Shmuel. What do you need two cases by machal l'cha? But the Gemara is asking it on Rava. We're learning Rava now. So Gemara asks it on Rava. That why do you need two cases of etin l'cha? So the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Tana teila b'das acherim, v'tana teila b'das atzmai, v'tzricha. The two cases were really different. The reisha, the case, is where the nitva is telling the teveya, I will trust acherim. Who's the acherim? The bezdin. They're not really kosher bezdin. Whatever they say, I'm going to go along with it. In the seifa, the nitva is telling the teveya, I trust you to go ahead and swear. So the Gemara says, you needed the machlekes in both cases. The tana teveya das acherim, had they only had the machlekes teveya das acherim, I would have thought, b'hakam rameir, maybe only if we hear a mayor said the matzi hadarbe, that if you want to be chayzer, you could be chayzer. Why is that? Mishum, Deloy gomeru makni, because really he never intended to really give it to him. The Amar, he said, "Mi yemid the mazakile." Says, "Do I even know what those people are going to say?" He said, "I could be chayzer. What did I say? I said that if the gimel roye bakar implicate me, I'll give it to you." Number one, I didn't even know if they were going to implicate. I didn't even know what was going to happen over here. Over there, a mayor holds yochel achzavay. I will tell you about that atzmai. But where I'm in control, where the Balidin are in control in themselves, where the Nitva tells the Veya, swear and take it, and you don't need Nakita's Chayfetz, you don't need a fancy Shvua. Just swear. There's no reason for him to assume the person's not going to swear. Say, Eimim Maidul Rabbanu, maybe it'd be Maidah that he was Machna Timidas and he shouldn't be able to be Chayzer. Yes, Mina Baha. And had we only had the case of Shvua, Baha Kamir Rabbanan, I would think that maybe only the Rabbanan hold in Yachal Achzavai. Because again, he knows it's in control of the Baldin, he certainly is going to swear and take it. Avo Bahi. But in the Reisha, the Mishnah, Eimim Maidul Rabbanan, says the Gemara, that's why we need it in both cases. Another machlokes. So the first shaila was the machlokes in the Mishnah. Is it be'etin l'cha, b'machal l'cha, or maybe it's be'etin l'cha and b'machal l'cha? Shmuel said it's b'machal l'cha. Rava said it's be'etin l'cha. Rabbi Yechanan said be'etin l'cha. But the question was, did he also say b'machal l'cha, or did not also say b'machal l'cha? Amar ish lakish another halacha. Machlokes of Neigmar Din. The machlokes in the Mishnah is talking about where the respective parties want to back out before the Gemar Din. So they said, we'll trust Abba, Avicha, Gimel, Rei, Bakar, and now the Baal Din wants to back out. So before the Gemar Din, you can back out. Avalach Gemar Din, you know, once Bezdin paskins and it doesn't work in your favor, Divrei Akol and Yochel Achzav. Everybody holds he can't be chayzer. Makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Yechanan argued. Rabbi Yechanan argued. Achad Gemar Din Machloikis. Machloikis is La'achad Gemar Din. Ma'ibayilu. Same Shaila. La'achad Gemar Din Machloikis. Aval Lefnei Gemar Din Divrei Akol Yochel Achzav. Is the Machloikis only La'achad Gemar Din? But Lefnei Gemar Din, everyone holds you can be chayzer. Idom Ubeimizu Machloikis. Or maybe
everyone agrees that you could be chay. Zok the Gemara, Toshma, the Amar Rava. Rava said, Kibel all of karav a apostle. If someone was mekabel the karav or apostle, the fnei gmar din yachal lachsabai, laachak gmar din ain yachal lachsabai. So Rava went and paskin the halacha. He said, if someone was mekabel apostle and now he wants to be chayzer, so lefnei gmar din you could be chayzer, laachak gmar din you can't be chayzer. Zok the Gemara, iam Reb Bishloim laachak gmar din machloikis. Bishloim, if Reb Yochanan Shita was laachak gmar din machloikis. But again, Rish Lakish said the machloikis was lefnei gmar din. Laachak gmar din you can't be chayzer. Reb Yochanan said laachak gmar din machloikis. The question was, what did Reb Yochanan hold lefnei gmar din? Did he hold that lefnei gmar din you have the same machloikis? Machloikis is say laachak gmar din, say lefnei gmar din. Rabbi always holds you could be chayzer. Chama always holds you can't be chayzer. Or did Rabbi Yochanan, the machlokes was only la'achek ma'adin, but lefnei ma'adin, everybody holds you could be chayzer. Said iam a bishloim la'achek ma'adin machlokes. Bishloim if Rabbi Yochanan shita was that la'achek ma'adin machlokes. Aval lefnei ma'adin, but lefnei ma'adin the viakol yochel lachzabai. Everybody holds lefnei ma'adin, you could be chayzer. So Rava who paskind that lefnei ma'adin you could be chayzer, la'achek ma'adin you can't be chayzer. Damek Rabbi Yochanan libe the rabbanan. He's Rabbi Yochanan libe the rabbanan. How so? La'achek ma'adin you can't be chayzer. Because la'achak ma'adin machloikis and the chacham hold you can't be chayzer. Lefneig ma'adin you could be chayzer. Because lefneig ma'adin we're saying according to Rabbi Yochanan divrei akol yochel lachzav. Eli amrit bein bezu machloikis. But you can tell me Rabbi Yochanan holds that the machloikis is say lefneig ma'adin and say la'achak ma'adin. Then Rava da amar k'man. Who's Rava going like? What's the problem? He can't be like anybody because he's being mechalik between lefnei gmar din la'achak gmar din. He can't be the rabbanon aliba the Reish Lakish, and he can't be the rabbanon aliba the Rabbi Yochanan. Freik Tosfos Akasha, and I think Rashi asks the Kasha as well. Tosfos for sure asks the Kasha, and that is why can't Rava be Rab Meir aliba the Reish Lakish? So getting late, but take a look at Rashi, take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos asks the Kasha, Tosfos says that it was poshit that the halacha is not like Rav Meir in this case, so it didn't make sense that Rava would be going Aliba the Rav Meir. We want Rava to shtim Aliba the Rabbanon. The only way Rava can shtim Aliba the Rabbanon is if you tell me that Rava is going according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds La'achak Madin Machloikis Avlufneg Madin Divri Akol Yochel Aksavai. Another Kasha that Rashi and Tosfos both asked is maybe Rava is saying his own shot. Just like the Gemara said in the previous sugya, Rava time the Nafshe Kamar. Maybe Rava's time the Nafshe Kamar. So again, I am Barishayim. Zok the Gemara, Shmami, Sholach Le Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizel Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. I'm Dein Rabbeinu. Lefneg Madin Machloikis La'achak Madin Machloikis. I know it's a confusing Gemara. Sanhedrin, Chavdal, and Amadeus. So they sent the Shaila. What's the bottom line? It's the halacha gedivrei me. Meaning, did they argue lefneig madin or la'achak madin? And by the way, who's the halacha like? Sholach Lei told them back, la'achak madin machlokes. The machlokes is la'achak madin, halacha gedivrei chachamim. And we pass like the chachamim. So machlokes is only lefneig madin, everyone knows you can be chayzer. Machlokes is la'achak madin, and la'achak madin, you can't be chayzer. Rashi Yama, hachi Sholach Lei. The Shaila was a different Shaila. Not lefneig madin or la'achak madin, but be'etein lecha machlokes. Regarding the first sugya, I've been machlokes lecha machlokes. V'halacha gedivrei me. So the Shaila between Shmuel, Rava, and Rabbi Yechanan, are they arguing be'machlokes lecha, be'etein lecha? Sholach Lei told him back, be'etein lecha machloikis, but be'machel lecha, everybody holds, yocha, eina yocha lachzavai. Machloikis is only be'etein lecha, which was Rav Shita, one side in Rabbi Yochanan Shita, v'alocha k'divrei chachamim, b'sura mas nohachi, b'pumpadisa mas nohachi. So what we just said was what they said over in Surah. In Pumpadisa, they had a little bit of a different version. Amr Abchanir v'ashlamyo, sholach Lei v'rav l'shmu, ilam deinu rabbeinu, lefneig mardin, v'kanu miyodai mai. Meaning, I understand lefneig mardin, you could be chayzer. But let's say you make a kinyan. If you make a kinyan, could you still be chayzer? Meaning, maybe if you made a kinyan, you drank to it. Maybe we did, Allah is going to be different. Shalach lehu, ein lach a kinyan klum. Once you make a kinyan, you cannot be chayzer.